Ever find yourself wishing you could read minds? Well, today's deep dive is all about that, well, sort of. We're tackling theory of mind, that thing where you realize, hey, other people have thoughts and feelings too, not just me.
Exactly.
And get this, our source material is actually a blog post, but it's written like it's a podcast transcript already.
Oh, how meta. It's like we're looking into someone else trying to explain this, almost like we're eavesdropping.
Right. Layers upon layers. But let's not get too lost in the meta, fascinating as it is. Before we go any further, we should probably lay down some groundwork, define what theory of mind actually is.
In the simplest terms, it's the ability to connect mental states, things like thoughts, beliefs, hopes, even what someone wants, to ourselves and to other people. Mm-hmm. It's that understanding that just because you experience the world a certain way doesn't mean everyone else does. Like, not even close.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't just some psych textbook term then. It's everyday, all the time stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Think about a text you totally misread the tone of. Or maybe you thought a friend was upset, but really they were just exhausted.
Happens all the time.
Exactly. That's theory of mind, or at least where it can go a little sideways.
Now, the blog uses this example about theory of mind being used in therapy for kids with autism. And honestly, that felt like a bit of a jump to me at first. How does just getting that other people think, how does that turn into actual skills?
Okay, so imagine for a second you're a child with autism, right?
Uh-huh.
The world is already a pretty overwhelming place, but you don't automatically get that other people have their own reasons for doing things.
It would be so unpredictable.
Exactly. So you might not understand why someone's smiling at you or why your friend suddenly gets angry. Therapy that uses theory of mind, it gives them frameworks, tools to make sense of it all. For example, they might learn to recognize facial expressions or practice role-playing to get different sides of social situations.
Like a toolkit for those social cues most of us don't even think about.
Exactly. And with practice, things get less overwhelming, relationships become possible, all that.
Which leads to the question, if we all use theory of mind just getting through the day, what's the benefit of being more aware of it? For the average person, I mean.
Oh, it's huge. Just knowing about the concept can make us more empathetic, better communicators. We start to really internalize that other people's inner lives are just as real, just as complex as ours.
Okay, but what does that look like in practice, though? It's like that thing, right? Before you judge, walk a mile in their shoes.
Right, right.
But here, it's less about judging and more, I don't know, trying to grasp their whole mental map, you know?
Exactly. And that's where it gets tricky, because those maps, totally unique, each one. Everyone's got their own set of experiences, memories, biases, the whole works shaping their view.
Makes you realize how often we're probably getting it wrong.
Oh, for sure. And that ties into this idea of egocentrism, which I gotta say, the blog post brings up in a hilarious way.
Yeah.
Like how even as adults, we can totally fall into that trap.
Okay, yeah, that part made me laugh. I mean, who hasn't been there thinking it's all about your own perspective?
Totally. Egocentrism, it's actually a totally normal stage of development. Think little kids, right? They just assume everyone sees the world exactly like they do. It's only as we get older that we start to develop that more, I don't know, nuanced theory of mind, realizing other people are having their own whole thing going on internally.
So we're all just recovering egomaniacs, basically.
And in a way, yeah. But it's not a flaw. It's like a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
As we meet more people, deal with more stuff, our brains start to get that, whoa, other minds exist. They're separate. Of course, it doesn't mean those egocentric tendencies just disappear completely. They can hang around.
Phew. Okay, that's a relief. I was worried we were all secretly ruled by our inner four-year-old. But if it's a skill you can get better at, what's the blog's advice? How do we get better at this whole understanding other perspectives thing?
It boils down to actually actively engaging with that idea that other minds exist and they matter. Instead of assuming you know what someone's thinking or feeling, what's the harm in asking? And really listen to the answer, not just wait your turn to talk.
It's harder than it sounds, honestly.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But even body language, tone of voice, it all adds up. And context, context, context.
Oh, that's such a good point about context. Like, they use that example, I'm fine. Two words, infinite meanings, am I right?
Exactly. A flat I'm fine after an argument. Different from a coworker saying it when you ask about their weekend, you know?
Night and day.
Exactly. Theory of mind, it's less mind reading, more mind guessing. Like, educating guesses. Use the info you've got, but also got to accept you'll never have the whole picture.
That's helpful, actually, because I think we get stuck on this idea we got to get inside someone's head to get it, which is impossible.
Right. And it sets us up for these moments where we're so sure we know what someone's thinking, and bam, totally wrong. It's about recognizing the limits of our own perspective, more than anything.
Which, okay, this might be a jump, but it makes me think about how easy it is to be misled in general, not just by people, but information itself. And this is where the blog post takes this turn, and I did not see this coming. It goes from empathy, understanding, all that, to news headlines.
Out of nowhere.
ChatGPT. Some new coronavirus variant. Google going after people pirating games. It was like whiplash, honestly.
It did feel like a hard left turn, I'm not going to lie. Like, almost like the writer was checking if we were still with them.
Yeah.
But, okay, hear me out if we put on our little conspiracy theory hats for a second.
Oh, I'm always down for a good conspiracy theory.
Of course, grain of salt, right. All that. But you can kind of draw these lines between these seemingly random things. Like, ChatGPT, newest iteration, all about better reasoning.
Right. Getting scary good.
Almost like it's developing kind of like artificial theory of mind by learning how we think.
Okay. Yeah. I see where you're going with this. A little creepy, but I'm following.
And you've got this new coronavirus thing evolving in the brain of all places. And we're already seeing the potential long-term stuff neurologically that COVID can do, right?
Right.
Well, neurological conditions, they're hugely tied into the social cognition, how we understand each other, which includes, you guessed it, theory of mind.
Wait, so you're saying there's this virus could be messing with our ability to, like, get each other? Hold on, back up a sec. Is this blog telling us we're all gonna, like, lose our empathy to some kind of super flu? That's dark, even for a deep dive.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but it does make you think, right, about these subtle ways our brains could be changing and what those changes mean for how we interact, which circles back to that last headline. Google cracking down on game piracy. At first glance, just corporate stuff, right? But what if it's deeper than that? What if it's about who controls information? Kind of how when we get each other's thoughts wrong, it shapes our whole reality.
Okay, I'm getting some serious tinfoil hat vibes here, not gonna lie. Is this blog saying there's a whole conspiracy going on? Because if so, where do I sign up? I always knew my unhealthy obsession with figuring out serial mascots had to be leading somewhere.
I gotta admire that dedication. But no, doesn't say conspiracy exactly, but
yeah,
there is that call to action at the end about joining this ex-empire game.
Wait a minute, that game they kept mentioning with the weird emojis in the title? You're not saying this whole theory of mind thing? It's all been one big ad campaign, are you?
Could be. Or it's a statement about how easily tech gets us hooked, especially when it plays on our need to connect, you know? Or maybe it really is just a game. But like we were saying about theory of mind, sometimes the right answer matters less than just asking the interesting questions.
True enough. And gotta say, I'm way more curious about this ex-empire thing now. Well played, blogger. Well played.
See, planted that seed of curiosity using psychology itself, which is exactly what we're talking about, isn't it? How theory of mind, it's a tool, can be used however someone wants.
So what's the takeaway for everyone listening? Should we all be side-eyeing anyone who says, I'm fine, and hoarding board games before Google comes for those next? Probably not, but hey, at least this deep dive gave us a new way of looking at things, right? Pay attention to how we're trying to understand each other, even when it's messy. Notice when our own biases trip us up. And maybe, just maybe, in a world that's trying so hard to think for us, the most powerful thing we can do is think for ourselves.